Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Wednesday's headlines. And as you've already heard in this program and will hear throughout most of the hour, the big story here in Washington, the House vote, now just hours away, on at least an $825 billion economic stimulus package. A similar version will soon make its way through the United States Senate, which is right now carrying an even larger price tag. And then President Obama hopes to sign a final deal by President's Day, which is February 16th. The president himself making another pitch for bipartisan support of this plan, although it seems to be headed towards a party line vote right now. Speaking at the White House on Wednesday, President Obama says corporate America needs to get its engines running again, and it needs government to help get that started.
As we discussed in our meeting a few minutes ago, corporate America will have to accept its own responsibilities to its workers and the American public. But these executives also understand that without wise leadership in Washington, even the best-run businesses can't do as well as they might.
The president adds that at that same meeting, he believes that corporate America understands that good ideas don't come from one party or the other, and they also realize that time is of the essence.
They understand that what makes an idea sound is not whether it's Democrat or Republican, but whether it makes good economic sense for their workers and companies. And they understand that when it comes to rebuilding our economy, we don't have a moment to spare.
Obama believes the stimulus package is the best of both worlds. Not only do people either stay in their jobs or get new ones after they've recently lost theirs, but he also says the work that people will be doing will be very beneficial to the country.
But even as this plan puts Americans back to work, it will also make the critical investments in alternative energy and safer roads, better health care, and modern schools that will lay the foundation for long-term growth and prosperity.
And that's largely the Democratic argument for passage of this plan. Congressional Republicans, though, have a very different view. John Boehner is the House Republican leader.
We think this bill could be a lot better because at the end of the day, we want this bill to work. This bill has to work to help revive our ailing economy.
Congressman Boehner says most people on Capitol Hill believe something needs to be done urgently, but he says it has to be the right thing that gets done.
Well, we had a very good dialogue with the president and all of our members. It was an open and honest conversation. Clearly, there are some differences. But the president was clear that he was going to continue to reach out to us, continue to listen to our ideas. And I think we have to remember we're at the beginning of this process.
The number three Republican on the House side of Capitol Hill is Mike Pence of Indiana. He says that Republicans have to stand in opposition to the Democratic bill because it's nothing more than a Democratic wish list.
What House Democrats have done is get out a dusty old wish list of liberal spending priorities, dump it all in a bill, and throw in a few token tax cuts on top of it. It's not going to put this economy back on its feet, and I think Republicans are going to overwhelmingly oppose it.
Pence believes if you look at the provisions, we don't see a lot of opportunities for job creation.
What is $50 million for the National Endowment for the Arts going to do to create jobs? What's $400 million to study global climate change going to do to create jobs?
And folks, we can now report this breaking story that the House of Representatives has indeed passed this economic stimulus package, officially totaling $819 billion, on a vote of 244 in favor to 188 opposed. The big story here, all 177 Republicans voting voted no. Not a single Republican voting yes. 11 Democrats also voting against the package. Meanwhile, companies working on infrastructure projects funded by the stimulus plan would have to use American-made steel. That provision is included in the legislation now being debated in the House. Under the Buy American provision, any steel for roads, bridges, airports, tunnels, dams, canals, harbors, and piers would have to be American-made. On the Senate side, Eric Holder is on the path now to becoming the nation's first African-American attorney general. The Senate Judiciary Committee recommended Holder's confirmation by a 17-2 vote. Only Republicans John Cornyn of Texas and Tom Coburn of Oklahoma were opposed. The Justice Department is reportedly investigating the CIA station chief in Algeria on allegations of rape. ABC News reporting the spy official being probed for allegedly raping two Muslim women after allegedly lacing their drinks with a knockout drug. One of the alleged victims says she met the CIA station chief at a bar in the U.S. Embassy in Algeria. She and the second alleged victim claim they were both taken to his home in separate incidents in which they were drugged and then raped. And Illinois lawmakers may finally get to hear Governor Rod Blagojevich's explanation of the impeachment charges against him. After weeks of ignoring his Senate trial, the governor has told Senate President John Cullerton that he now wants to make his case but will not take any questions when he appears on Thursday. And quickly on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial shooting up 201 points today to close at 8375. The S&P 500 up 28 to 874. And the NASDAQ up 53 to 1558. Crude oil up 49 cents. Still ahead on Dateline Washington, a glimpse into the Obama agenda on climate change, the Democratic take on the stimulus debate, and up next, Bill Beach of the Heritage Foundation weighs in on the massive spending package. Stay tuned.